Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story has been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 24th of August 2023. But until then, there's this. The Daily Inch. Number 26. I see dead people. We all make mistakes. A mate of mine once mistook his wardrobe for a toilet, only to discover on the morning of his marriage that his mini man trumpet had whittled on his wedding suit. Another, a lady, went for a pee-pee, having just cut up some ghost peppers and ended up with a fiery foo-foo. And I once rested my arm on what I thought was a sideboard, only to realise it was an open casket containing my dead grandfather. We all make mistakes, most of them honest. Like the time I almost killed a thief. Ha ha ha! Oh, happy memories. It was a dark night. Ooh. Which isn't all that surprising, as all nights are dark. As if they weren't, it would be daytime. On the canal, we'd had a spate of break-ins by little shits who were too thick and lazy to hold down a proper job. Hence, everyone was on tenterhooks. Which was odd, as unless you're a 17th century cloth maker, you're unlikely to know what a tenterhook is, to own a tenterhook, and let alone be on one, given the fact that they were barely an inch long. Anyway, I digress. It was a hot night, hence I was snoozing in only my underpants. You see? Hot. When in the midst of a rather yummy dream about Eva, obviously, I heard banging. Not that kind of banging. Hard banging. Like someone was violently kicking in my back door. And no, not that kind of back door. Instantly, I thought, shit, burglars! As let's be honest, all burglars are shit. So I grabbed my axe like an effing hero, and I dashed outside to confront the sticky-fingered tosser. And at the bow of the boat, there he was. A dark shadowy lump, crouching near to where I stored my bike. This sinister shape making the same thumping sounds. I screamed, What are you doing? And not to cast any accusations against all Scousers, amidst a string of words I couldn't understand, possibly being Chicken, Jarrow, Me Doll Money, The Beatles, and Addy Doodle Donty Doll, but mostly a volley of phlegm. He uttered one phrase which really angered me. Ah, mate, I just want the bike. In English, that translates as, oh friend, I wish to get this bicycle. I was fuming. Not only was he intent on stealing my stuff, but he was brazen about his theft. So I approached him, furious, axe swinging and screaming, you fucking what? It was then that I realised that the thumping wasn't coming from him kicking in the door, but him reaching under the boat. And as he looked at me, his eyes red, his voice wobbling, and his black suit soaked, I realised that this tearful drunken man had ridden his bike into the canal, and with tears flowing, he said, "Ah, mate, I just buried me dad." To me, he was no longer a burglar, but a bereaved man being screamed at by a half-naked man waving an axe. I don't know what he found most scary. My axe, my putty white podgy body, or the fact that I was only wearing underpants and my love lump looked like I was smuggling in a small budgie. But that's not the story I want to tell you. It's a story about two police officers in Soho who are simply doing their job to protect life. Or so they thought. On the 25th of November 2022, at an art gallery called Laz Emporium at 25 Lexington Street in Soho, Steve Lazaridis, an artist and the former agent of Banksy, who is well known for his eye-catching publicity stunts, had installed a new piece by American artist Mark Jenkins. Described by Steve as an art sprinkle, he would state, "I didn't want to have a £20,000 table without something funny or distressing to complement it. It's there to make people smile or to be horrified." Titled Christina, although it was made of packing tape and foam filler, it accurately resembled a life-size woman with blonde hair and a yellow hood, who was slumped face-first and unconscious in a bowl of soup. As a bit of context, Mark Jenkins' previous work had been a sculpture of a dead body floating in an Amsterdam canal, which had prompted several call-outs to the police and ambulance. Back in Soho, at 5:32 p.m, police officers were called to the gallery to concerns for the welfare of a woman at a locked premises on Lexington Street, as apparently someone had reported that she had not moved for the last 2 hours. I know, 2 hours. What the hell was the caller waiting for? For the soup to go cold? Anyway, unable to gain entry, at 5:57 p.m, the two unnamed officers kicked down the door and dashed to the slumped woman's aid, only to realise that she was as dead as Walt Disney, as authentic as most videos on TikTok, as empty as Kim Kardashian's soul, and as full of plastic as any entrant in that TV dogshit, Love Island. Hannah Blakemore, the gallery manager, would state that when the police realised Christina wasn't real, they weren't particularly sympathetic and gave us a bit of a hard time for supposedly causing concern amongst the general public. And rightly so. And although the gallery wasn't charged with any offence, not even causing distress, wasting police time, or the greatest crime, being an attention-seeking twat, the officers had the decency to pop the door back on its hinges before they left. Steve Lazaridis would admit to the excited reporters, who he had almost certainly contacted, as this kind of news story would be a fabulous bit of PR for his gallery, which, even to people like me who know Soho well, didn't even know it existed and would host this piece of art until the 24th of December. He would state, "Of all the fucking dodgy things I've done over years in galleries, Christina's certainly caused a storm." Of course, it could have been worse. He could have commissioned a fat, bald, Eva-obsessed loser to run around Soho with an axe, screaming at scousers and concealing what looked like a little budgie in his pants. But hey, we all make mistakes, right? The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, there are 15 more Daily Inches if you scroll through Murder Mile's back catalogue. Thank you for listening.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.